咁我选到嘅经文系取自腓立比书第二章九至十一节。
Scripture reading is taken from in the New Testament, Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11.
我哋一齐用中文读，然之后英文读出。
We will first read this in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
腓立比书第二章第九至十一节，我哋一齐去读。因此神把他升为至高，并且赐给他超过万名之上的名，使天上地下和地底下的一切因着耶稣的名都要屈膝，并且口里承认耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, let us read this together. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God bless the reading and hearing of His Word.
有鄭振元弟兄為我傳道，題目係超過萬名之上的名。
Today our brother Jin Chung will bring the message, and the title of his message, The Name Above Every Name.
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Happy Easter.
復活節快樂。
My name is Jin, and I'm a pastoral intern here at Grace Church.
我係真源，咁啊係呢個教會嘅實習嘅傳道人。
I would like to, if it's not too much of a trouble, invite you to all get up and greet one another, at least three person, to say, by saying, He is risen.
我哋咧用今日早上，我哋咧同你大概两三个人去讲声，耶稣已复活。
Yes, he is risen indeed.
Yes, 佢系已经系复活。
So the reality of Easter that we celebrate once a year, which is to remember Christ's resurrection.
就復活節嘅真理就係話我哋要去耶穌基督佢嘅受死同埋嘅復活，同埋佢哋我哋要去就話緊記就話佢嘅復活、佢嘅救贖、佢嘅罪人。
What's really happening in the realm of heaven is that God is, that's the pronouncement of God's resounding Amen to His covenant people.
就是说他跟他的他赎罪的罪人，他的子民，他确定了这个的确定，这个的真理。
From Philippians 2, today's verse from 9 to 11, and also in John 10, 17 and beyond, we will see this thing called the logic of Christ's sacrifice and resurrection.
就是说看这个腓立比书第二章九至十一节，和这个约翰福音第十章第十七节，和之后讲到就说，是其实讲到耶稣基督他的牺牲，他的复活和他的智慧。
And we will see the wisdom of his obedience.
也看到他这个很顺服的智慧。
And we will see Christ's name that is above every other name.
也就说到就说他的名是超乎万名之上。
So for Easter, for that specific matter, is not merely a story for us.
所以复活节不单止对我们来说好像一个不是一个只是一个历史的故事。
It is a living call.
而是一个活生生的一个呼召。
To receive the mind of Christ.
是一个呼召的活出这个主。
To bear the name of Christ.
就是去活出，我们要去呼召我们去这个活出的主，这个不是个名。
To proclaim in our daily life the death and resurrection of Christ.
我们要去宣告他的死和他的复活。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
让我们祈祷祈祷。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的主。
We bow in your presence.
我们在你的面前去屈膝。
May your word be our only rule.
我们让你的话语成为我们的标准。
May your spirit be our only teacher this morning.
让你的圣灵成为我们的教师。
And may your greater glory be our only concern.
让你的荣耀成为我们最大的关怀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我这样祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Verse 9 begins with a connecting word, therefore, which means that it is a connection from previous section.
一开始讲话所以，所以话所以意思即系话之前有啲嘅嘢。
Is building up his next statement by saying therefore.
因为所以话佢话佢讲所以意思即系话之前因为嘅一啲嘅嘢，所以佢有啲咩事啦。
Jesus says in John 10:7 about that summation like this.
喺个约翰福音第十章第十七节讲到。
For this reason, the Father loves me.
讲到话我父爱我。
Because I lay down my life that I may take it up again.
佢话我父爱我，因为我将命舍去。
Let me repeat that. For this reason, the Father has loved me. Jesus is saying the reason why God, the Father, loves me. It is because I, Jesus Christ, lay down my life so that I may take it up again in the future.
所以之前就说在第十章的第七十七节讲到就说因为我父为什么爱我，因为我将我的生命去给他出来，所以之后我的生命可以取得。
Some of you in this room might suspect this is a calculative trade-off on Jesus' part.
有些人会去怀疑耶稣基督他所讲这个说话是不是因为他有些东西去交换的呢？
Did Jesus obey to the point of death only because resurrection was guaranteed?
有些人会怀疑就觉得就是说为什么耶稣可以这样讲说他很愿意的牺牲，是不是因为他知道可以很保证到他能够复活呢？
And if that is the model that we have to live after, should we expect our greater future? And that may be our foundation of dying ourselves.
如果我们这样去想法的时候，我们会怀疑，那我们这样去想是不是应该的呢？
Was Jesus making a trade-off here? No.
耶稣基督他愿意的牺牲，他愿意的去交上去自己，是不是因为他能够得到什么呢？不是。
Because as we know, his sacrifice sprang up from joyful submission to the Father's will.
因为我知道不是，因为我知道耶稣的牺牲是来自他对父的甘心的顺服。
It is precisely because the Father has promised the resurrection, Jesus' obedience is not a trade-off.
我知道就好肯定就话耶稣基督佢知道系佢会系复活，但系唔系因为佢知道有复活，所以佢先至去为人去牺牲。
Let's put it this way，
让我咁讲。
My kids love ice creams now。
系啦，就话我细路仔而家好中意去食雪糕。
And they are old enough to the point where they know what they need to do to get that。
咁佢知道啦，已经大个啦，佢知道要做啲乜嘢先能够得到呢个雪糕。
So I say, if you get a one scoop of rice right now, I'll give you ice cream later. Then they'll open up their mouth and take that scoop of rice.
就话啦，如果你乖乖地去食饭嘅，我应该可以有雪糕食，咁佢就乖乖地去食饭啦。
But，
但系
，for us and for Jesus。
但是对我们来讲，同埋对耶稣来
讲 ，it is the Father who promised what is to come when you obey。
就是耶稣就是父神他是已经是保证了有什么会将会来到。
And not because we're relying on our actions to get what he has not promised.
不是说因为我们去做什么神才会去确据会给我们。
We are not trading off in a sense.
我们不是跟神有什么的 去有交易。
Because we're in the promise of God.
因为已经我们在神的一个保证当中。
And that is the obedience that Jesus is showing to us today.
这就是耶稣基督他所讲的说话。
So it's almost a precursor to the resurrection that gave content to his name above all names.
所以耶稣基督他的顺服在复活之前是确证了他对神的信心。
The name Jesus Christ, my Lord, means first, Jesus means Yahweh.Saves.
耶稣的意思就是说他是这个耶和华拯救的意思。
Second, Christ means that he is the long promised king.
而基督的意思就是说他是一个好，这个已经是应许了很久的一个君王。
And third, Lord means there's no other authority above heaven, under the earth, even on earth that is higher than his name.
而这个主的意思，这个王君王，就是说在地上天下没有一个能够可以比他相比。
So if you were to put it in a linear equation, Father's love is shown in the Son.
就是如果你看就说神的爱就在儿子当中去比出。
And Son's pure obedience follows that love of the Father.
儿子就是一个顺服的生命去带出这个爱。
And out of that love Jesus was promised death and resurrection, which is our model to live today.
而就係耶穌基督佢嘅信服，佢有呢個復活，就係我哋今天我哋做基督徒應該有嘅行出嚟嘅生命。
The sacrificial logic, which is not selfish one but selfless one, must challenge us to think about our motivations of living.
所以呢個嘅好犧牲性呢個生命呢一個嘅方法，我哋去活出嚟係我哋應該有嘅呢個生命點樣去有一個動機。
As we celebrate His resurrection this morning,
然后今天早上，当我们去庆祝这个复活节的当中，
as we await the return of risen King,
让我们去今天早上去看到这个复活的主，
we are to follow His footsteps.
我们需要跟着他的脚踪。
We are called to lay down our lives in union with Christ.
我们是被呼召的，来到他的前面，一起的，同他一起的。
Only then the reward of resurrection in Christ is guaranteed.
我们要跟着他的脚踪，我们要跟着他这样去行，我们才能够确定这个的复活。
And that is what the Bible is about.
这个就是圣经教导我们。
As those of you who remember Jesus' teaching to those two disciples on the road to Emmaus,
你记得就是耶稣基督他教导他两个门徒。
In Luke 24,
在路加福音，
He says, Do you not believe by now that after you've seen all of this?
就话你睇到咁多嘢啦，你仲未去相信我嘅工作
？From Moses to all the prophets, it is this that it is written that I must suffer into glory.
就话从呢个旧约当中，摩西嘅讲嘅说话，我一定要需要去受苦。
So resurrection, Jesus and His resurrection is the climax of our Christian journey.
所以话呢个耶稣基督嘅复活系我哋作为基督徒喺个最高嘅高潮当中。
And to see every knee and every tongue will confess that He is the Lord, glory to be the Father, is the natural aftermath that we will enjoy in the future.
所以作为基督徒嘅预言，我哋系跟随佢嘅时候，我哋系会系呼叫呼称佢系万民之名。
So today is not just a day of retelling the story of Christ's resurrection.
所以今天早上唔系只系去讲翻一个故事一个当中。
It is the day that God's Amen resounded in heaven and earth and under the earth.
而今天早上我哋系确据呢个真理，就系话耶稣基督已经复活。
We've reflected on Good Friday that to have mind of Christ is to live according to His humility.And obedience.
就话我哋去回应，就系话耶稣基督佢嘅佢嘅生命，佢系顺服嘅生命。
And Jesus' obedience was not self-driven.
就话耶稣基督佢唔系因为佢自私，佢想得到啲乜嘢而去顺服。
It was initiated and executed in the economy of Trinity.
因为佢嘅顺服，因为佢系三位一体嘅当中。
It had a specific hope.Anchored in God's promises.
这个就是说，这个在个顺服的当中，也是他在三位一体当中，他的给我们一个祝福。
But what about today?
而今天早上怎么样？
We live in an age where everybody's busy branding themselves.
而今天早上，我们活着这个世界，个个都好像很忙。
You know, those of you who are on TikTok or any social media, do we have a YouTuber in this room?
咁我哋咧，我哋好忙嘅工作當中，我哋可能咧，我哋年青人嘅都有話會有上網，或者我哋有係streamer 嘅。
We're wearing these hashtags. We're wearing the clothes that makes us who we are. We put the things on our resume to be appeared better.
咁我哋咧，我哋做啲嘅嘢去表明我哋嘅身份。
So we begin to label ourselves with the things of this world to make sure we look okay enough to be hired, or make sure that we are smart enough to get into the college we want.
咁我哋咧要做一啲嘅嘢，我哋咧去俾人哋睇到我系几咁好，几咁叻，或者我做啲，或者我要去点嘅打扮，俾我能够去做到，我哋去得到我要好嘅大学。
But those who celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection.
但是那些人是真的会庆祝耶稣基督的复活的时候。
Our truest label is not what we have done.
但是我们真正的人，我们作为真正的基督徒，不是说因为我们去做些什么。
Our truest identity and definition of our essence is not what we have responded to God's call, so to speak.
我们真正的身份不是说我们只是我们怎样去回应神叫我们的呼召。
Our identity is not so shakeable like that.
我们的身份不是这么容易去改变。
Because yours and mine and everyone in this room, our identity, our true self is found in Christ resurrected from his dead.
我们的真正的身份是基于耶稣基督这个复活的主。
By receiving the mind of Christ, we are no longer identified with the shakeable foundation of this world.
所以我们的真正的身份不是已经再是基于这些可以改变的东西。
We are now living our daily life based on the eternity truth that is unshakable by any means of this world.
而我们的真正的身份是基于这些不能改变的神的事当中。
That's even truer in Asian traditions.
而特別嘅喺個，就算喺亞洲嘅依個嘅文化當中。
In Asian tradition, we see the sacrificial service of others, or putting ourselves lower than others, or humbling ourselves, may be honored outwardly.
我哋喺亞洲人嘅身份嘅當中，我哋喺度話，我哋需要咧去要為別人去犧牲咁樣。
But when it is done with expectations of receiving a reward.
但是呢不是说因为我们能够得到什么我们才去做。
It is seen as self-serving, even though you're serving others.
我们就说我们需要去侍奉别人。
But Jesus Christ redefines even that.
但是耶稣基督去完这一点就重新的去定义。
His willingness to lay down his life.
耶稣基督去甘愿的去牺牲。
That willingness was fueled by unwavering expectation.
因为他的确定他的信心是确定于他的盼望和信靠
An unshakable confidence in God's faithfulness, not human effort.
耶稣基督他的信心他的定义是定于一些不能够改变的信心
In other words, our actions have its meaning only in Christ alone.
所以说我们人的生命是唯有在主入面当中耶稣基督才有个意义
Having Jesus Christ the risen King the foundation of our living out the word is what makes us humble not arrogant
所以我们要活在我的生命当中我们要在活在耶稣基督的根基上我们才能够真正的去谦卑
But what makes us arrogant is to justify ourselves through the meritorious workthat we perform apart from our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们做事的动机是因为我们能够要去表明到我们是哪一位不是真正是为了耶稣基督的身份。
Just as Jesus' earthly ministry and incarnation fully depended on God's faithfulness,
就是耶稣基督他能够做到这些完全是基于他是对神的信心父神的信心
This Easter challenges us with our mind, with our body, in union with Christ to point to God, our only hope.
就是说我们今天早上我们做基督徒我们庆祝这个复活节当中让我们一起的将我们的信心都是指着这个父神
If our service is driven by our self-made autonomy,
若然我们的行为是因着我们自己的选择
，and rather than the divine hope we find in Christ，
不是为着这个的神的意思
，our servitude of others may become easily pride in disguise。
所以若然我们的信心、我们的行为不是为着这个的神的意思的时候，我们作为的行为很多东西很容易去成为一个骄傲。
We're not doing this for the sake of others。
我们不是为做这些事为了人家。
We are doing this in humble submission to Father's will.
我作為基督徒的生命是為了神的旨意。
And we are walking this path in full assured dependence on the power of the Holy Spirit that enables us to walk.
而我們作為基督徒的生命是依靠著這個聖靈去帶領我們。
So that means everything that we do is initiated by God and sustained by God and is accomplished by the resurrected Jesus.
所以我们所做的所有的事都是靠着神的旨意我们为着我们有神的能力去帮助我们去做达到神的这个意思。
That's the transformation that happens in our heart and in our life that sets us apart from the world.
所以这样才能够将我们的心去能够改变扭转。
We're no longer labeling ourselves or presenting ourselves to the world by our accomplished actions.
所以我们被这个世界看就说我们的身份不是因为我们所做的什么。
We have a greater purpose.
我们有更加大的意义。
We have a greater than anything that this world can offer to tell me who I am.
我们作为人的生命有更加大的意义。
And on that definition given by God, we anchor our actions in reality.
所以就说我们的生命，我们知道是为主而活，我才能够懂得怎样去行。
As we will see in Philippians 3, verse 21, it reminds us there will be a day where God will transform our lowly bodies to be like His glorious body.
就说在腓立比书第三章二十二节，提醒我们说，上帝改变了我们这个谦卑的身体，与荣耀的身体相似。
This transformation of our lowly body into glorious body is not just cosmetic.
这个我们这个由低变由至高的身份，不是一个很外表的改变。
Rather, it is cosmic.
反而是一个很宇宙性的改变。Our
very nature is renewed in the likeness of risen Jesus.
我作为一个基督徒的，我们的身份，我们的本质会被更新，会更像这个活主耶稣基督。
As a result,
而若然你是这样做到的时候，结果就是
To receive the mind of Christ in His death and resurrection,
就说你能够去明白他的死亡和他的复活。
Or to have this mind of Christ in His death and resurrection,
就我们思想，我们明白，我们知道他的工作。
Is to live in full confidence of God's redemptive work because the resurrection wasn't just a metaphor.
我们能够去活出这个生命作为基督徒，不是单止我们头脑上去明白。It
is in full confidence in Christ's resurrection because it was a triumph of divine wisdom in real time, space, and matter.
我们不是只在头脑上明白，而是在心里去明白，就是说这个主这个复活是在我们的生命当中。
That needed to be communicated to unbelievers like you and me.
这个意思，我们需要去带到给人。
And it cost Christ's death on that cross.
我们要将这个信息去带到一些未相信的人，而在这个工作是耶稣基督为了人去死。
Now it is prophesied in Isaiah 52 and 13.
在以赛亚书的第52章第13节。
Christ's death on the cross was the pinnacle of the divine wisdom.
这边讲的就是说耶稣基督他的智慧的巅峰。
Jesus was pierced for your transgression and my transgression.
耶稣是为了我和你受到刺伤。
But not only that, one step further, he removed our guilt, a sense of our emotional response to realizing what we have done and fulfilled God's promises.
他不单止受刺伤，他已经将我们的罪孽去拿开，而去成就了上帝的应许。
So the mind generates divine wisdom as we receive His, Christ's mind.
所以我们要将我们的思想放下，而去接受神的神圣的智慧。
Proverbs 3:5 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.
箴言的第三章五节就说，你们要专心仰望耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明。
Jeremiah 17:7 proclaims, Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
耶利米书第十七章第七节讲到，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠，那人是有福的。
Now for Jesus, this downward humiliation was wise precisely because it aligned with the Father's will, promising salvation for all His people.
就说耶稣基督他下来的降低谦卑他自己，直接表明了他的智慧，是直接的去给我们看到他怎样去顺服天父父神的旨意。
And it is why in wise in the eyes of God, because it's foolish in the eyes of the world.
我们人去看的时候觉得很愚拙，为什么耶稣基督会这样做？但在神的角度当中，这个是以为聪明。
For that reason, this divine wisdom that we see in Christ must challenge us, our natural inclination to rely on our own understanding.
所以耶稣基督他所做的工作是直接的去挑战我们，为什么一个人，为什么神会是这样去做呢？
What is your response to that divine wisdom?
你今天早上怎样去面对，怎样去解释 耶稣基督的工作呢?
Has Jesus Christ not been enough for you to look foolish to the world, but wise in the eyes of God?
你今天的早上是不是已经是明白神的这个工作呢?
Is the death of Christ not enough for you?
神的耶稣基督他的受死你是不是还不足够呢?
The death that we've seen, the one who is equal with God, but did not equate with God.
但是或者耶稣基督他为到我们的罪去死。
The one without sin experiencing death for you and me.
就说他一个无罪的生命为到我们这帮罪人而去死。
But not just the removal of sin, but the conquering of death.
就说不单止去将这个罪去挪开，而更加的是将这个死去战胜。
To give us the unshakable future hope of resurrected body in glory.
给我们一个确据，将来有一个活出、活复、活的生命。
That does not only align with the Father's will, but the Son's will, as well as the Spirit.
而他的工作是直接的，是表明出这个天父、圣子、圣灵的工作。
One substance in three persons, is that not enough for us this morning?
所以说他的工作还不是足够吗?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
There's nothing really noble about dying for yourselves.
就说如果为着我们自己的生命去牺牲，有什么特别呢?
We will all die one day.
因为我们每人都会死。
But Christ's death was different.
但耶稣基督的死是不同。
Because he died to save other sinners like you and me.
但耶稣基督的死是为着你和我这个罪人而去死。
He's the only person in the world who did not deserve to die.
耶稣基督是唯一一个是不值得去死。
But not only that, he died to conquer death by resurrecting from the dead.
不单止他为了人去死，而且在死的当中得到复活。
Because he voluntarily condescended.
而他是愿意自己去牺牲。
To the point of even lower than humanity, which is death.
他说自己愿意牺牲去降低他自己低到要去死
and to rise up in glory
但是他是之后去复活去提升
that power of the Holy Spirit that living word of God now empower us to live by the word
就是说他的话语他的圣灵让我们能够去得到去靠着这些东西去过活
How is your Christian walk today?
所以说我们今天我们的基督徒的生命是怎样呢?
How is your personal devotion, your response to God's love?
我们的灵命是怎样呢? 我们怎样去回应神对我们的说话呢?
Have you been anchoring your personal faith in God in your works?
我们有没有将我们的生命是抓紧住在神的国度当中呢?
Are you tired from ministry?
你是不是说在你的教会的侍奉当中觉得很累呢?
Are you finding yourself difficult in a position to serve others?
会觉得说自己觉得在这个侍奉当中好像很困难呢?
I encourage you to have the mind of Christ.
我希望你能够去将你去抓紧神的旨意。
So those are my children.
这个。
So I guess they want to...Speak with me as they hear my voice.
因为呢可能听到老豆讲嘢，所以都好开心。
Brothers and sisters, what I want to pinpoint is that your identity and the fuel of your continuous walk in Christ is from God Himself.
所以我哋作为我哋嘅属灵嘅生命，我哋点样去行？我哋系直接系因为着倚靠着神耶稣基督。
You're like a tree planted by the streams of water.
我们的生命好像一棵树的当中我们的根是扎根于在个河的旁边
That bears fruit in season
我们会因着季节我有结果
We are enabled by grace to live out the gospel
我们是因着耶稣基督的恩典我们能够去结束这个果子
I pray that you have that mind of Christ as well as wisdom as your anchor to your living
我希望你能够去将在你的生命当中能够在神里面去扎根而之后都能够去结这个属神的结果
Philippians 2:9 also declares to us that God bestowed on Jesus the name that is above every name
也都在这个腓立比书第二章九节讲到就说耶稣基督的名是超乎万名之名
Now, Names are a strange concept if you think about it, isn't it?
要让我看个名字当中说一个人的名字好像很奇妙
You didn't decide on them
你自己的名字不是你自己定的。
They were given at your birth.
啊，你的名是你出世的时候你父母给你。
That doesn't really tell the whole story of who you are, your disposition and nature and characteristics.
啊，只是单靠看个名，你不是看到那个人是怎样，或者他的身份，或者他的做的工作。
It's almost like a mask that you are wearing.
啊，你的名好像你一个人的一个面具当中。
It doesn't reveal the person behind the mask.
啊，你不能够只是单靠看这个名而看到这个人。
But it gives you a title that you can use to this, in this world.
但你的名字能够给到你一个名字，给你这个世界上去被人称呼。
However, even though your name does not reveal who you are, there are things that do reveal who you are.
啊，我们的名字不能够去给人看到我们是哪一位，但我们所做的工作给人看到我们是哪一位。
That the way that you speak,
啊，可能是你所说的说话给人知道你是怎样的人。
The way that you act,
或者你怎样去做一些事情给人看到你是怎样的人。
The way that you live this world,
或者你怎样去活出这个世界，要活出个生命，俾人睇到你系边一位。
The worldview that you have, or the values that you put on,
或者你系怎样去睇这个世界，你嘅意见，俾人知道你系边一位。
However, there is one person in the history of mankind that the name perfectly and harmoniously resembled their nature.
但系唯有只有一位，佢嘅名能够真系直接去代表咗佢嘅身份同埋佢嘅工作。
It was Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
That is why the name Jesus Christ is above every other name.
所以话佢嘅名耶稣基督系超乎万名之名。
His name reveals who he is.
佢嘅名去直接嘅去表明佢嘅身份。
Jesus, the one who saves.
就耶稣基督佢去拯救。
The Messiah, the anointed one.
就系佢嘅尼赛亚，佢所系安立嘅。
The Lord of lords above all other kings and authority of this world.
而佢就系个万王之王，万君之君。
His life.His words and actions all align with his name.
他的生命，他所说的说话，他的工作是直接和他的名称呼一样。
Perfectly declaring his identity and mission on earth.
直接就表明了他在地上的身份，他的工作，他的使命。
There was no twist or there was no distortion in his identity manifested through his speech and action.
他的说话，他的工作不是同他的身份不会有纠缠。
But furthermore, his name resembled who God is to us. He's the perfect symbol. He's the perfect image of God himself.
耶稣基督他的名是直接的代表表明了耶稣神的一个形象。
Those of you who remember the ladder that connects the heaven and earth in Genesis, that the angels coming down and from heaven and earth.
你睇到呢个旧约身份，旧约嘅时候讲到话有个天梯去直接去到呢个天堂。
Thus pointing to the great one, Jesus Christ.
系直接都系话去直接去指明住系耶稣基督。
Who is the only mediator between God and man?
佢系唯有一系唯有嘅一位，去直接嘅去将人同神嘅去能够去拉翻埋一齐。
And this high name of Jesus above all name is the name we too are called to bear.
而耶稣基督的名就是说他是这个我们每个我作为基督徒我们需要的去屈膝去呼称。
It is the task that we were given when we were created but failed by the first sin.
就是说当我们被做的时候我们是每个人都是应该要去做 去呼召神这个名但是我们做不到。
But under his name in Jesus,
但是为着是耶稣基督,
we are now a new creation.
我们是一个再新的生命,
to live out the name, not for ourselves alone.
我们活出一个新的生命, 不单只为着我们自己而去活,
but to live for the name that is above every other name.
我们为着这个万民之名的万君之君的王名去活。
So we often try to defame that holy name in our action and words.
所以我们要去保住这个名。
That we do things that are unworthy of the cross he bare for us.
所以说他做的工作。
And we do and say things that are defiling the name the Lord Kyrios.
所以我们的工作我们讲的说话是直接要去表明了耶稣基督的身份。
In that moment, what is our immediate response?
啊，我们怎样去做呢?
But to fall on our knees before the throne of God and asking for his help.
就说我们需要，我怎样去做，就说我们需要在他的面前去屈膝，去呼求他的帮助，让我们能够活出这样的生命。
Philippians 2:10 and 11 envisions a day that we will evermore be present with Christ.
就话我哋要更加嘅喺神嘅面前。
Where all creation will bow down before Him.
就话所有嘅嘢，所有嘅创造物会系喺佢前面去屈膝敬拜。
Paul quotes Isaiah 45:23 to show that not only every tongue will confess Christ's lordship, but every power, both good and evil, will acknowledge His reign and authority.
就讲到话，唔单止系每个人去屈膝，而系世界上所有嘅嘢都要系屈膝去敬拜佢。
In that sense, because it is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, every knee should bow.
就话喺天上、地上、地下嘅所有嘢。都要去屈膝去敬拜佢。
Borrowing from Kantian philosophy of epistemology,
就话佢讲到入边当中
，both noumenal and phenomenal aspect are at the feet of Jesus.
就话无论喺个本质嘅或者系抽象式去睇嘅，每样嘢都系去屈膝敬拜神。
Because every knee that needs to bow down before Christ and His name.Spends heaven, earth, and under the earth.
就话无论系天上、地上、地下嘅，都系屈膝敬拜。
It's uniting everything that has been created, seen and unseen.
就话喺个世界上所有你睇到、睇唔到嘅所有嘅嘢，都系联合。
At the name of Jesus, both physical and spiritual, cosmic, personal realms in the whole entire created world come to worship God.
就话点样去联合，就系话所谓睇到睇唔到嘅呢个地上嘅、地中嘅、地下嘅，或者喺个形体上当中、圣灵嘅当中一齐融合嘅去敬拜神。
There's no other name，
但系冇，所以话呢个世界上冇其他嘅名。
But the name of Jesus that accomplished this，
系唯有耶稣基督嘅名先能够做到。
And this is our future，
呢个就系我哋嘅将来。
And this future shapes us our today， our present。
所以个将来系去领我哋塑造我哋今天嘅生命。
As people of the risen Christ，
所以就话我作为耶稣基督嘅子民
，we live counterculturally。
我哋系活出呢个生命，系因为佢嘅工作。
As people of the risen Lord Jesus，
啊，就耶稣基督佢呢个复活嘅主
，we reflect His obedience and the Spirit's mission for the church。
而叫我哋去回想佢嘅顺服，去让我哋去用呢个圣灵嘅去有一个工作。
In Philippians 2:12, it takes one step further than that.
而喺腓立比书第二章第十二节讲到
，We must work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
就话我哋要去活出呢个有战惊嘅生命，去为着神而去活。
Now it will be a selfish trade-off again if we were to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Period.
啊，有人话只系一个战惊嘅生命去活出，好似好难去明白。
But there's one more conditional phrase that makes it, that validates it, and that makes it possible.
就话点样去活出呢个生命呢？
Is to know that God works in us for His good pleasure.
啊，就话如果只系去战惊嘅，去惊去做一啲嘅嘢，好似好难去做。你要明白就系话呢个神系喺后边嘅，我哋先能够做到。
Because it is God who works in us.That enables us to anchor our hope in the unshakable promise and resurrection.
虽然我哋生命当中有战惊，但我哋唔需要惧怕，因为嘅战惊当中，我哋知道系明白神系喺个当中去带领嘅，先至我哋能够去有呢个过着呢个属灵嘅生命。
And this working out of salvation points back to the Christ to Him that we must embody His mind to go.Down to the point of death, to rise up in full obedience under God's will.
So we need to understand this Jesus Christ, His humble life, so we can live this spiritual life.
For that reason, we walk with the resurrection hope.
So we live this resurrection hope.
Because we belong to the one who rose up.
因为我哋系属于呢个主，佢系复活嘅主。
Setting us an example。
因为呢个复活嘅主已经系俾我哋有呢个嘅榜样。
Assuring that promise。
而呢个榜样就已经系一个确据。
And encourages us to continue on even today wherever you are。
所以话佢今天嘅早上，就算无论你喺边一个地方当中，你生命当中点好， 佢已经系为到你而去铺路。
So Christ's resurrection is not just a story for us. That's 2,000 some years ago.
所以耶稣基督嘅复活唔单止一个二千多年前一个故仔。
It must be the driven force of our humility.
耶稣基督嘅复活一定要系你生命当中一个推动力。
It must be the power of the climactic gospel.
耶稣基督嘅复活系一个福音嘅高潮。
It must be the victory that we proclaim.
这个是一定我们要 去宣称这个战胜。
But first and foremost,
但最重要的是
it must be yours.
你是需要去明白去拥有。
It must be the label that you identify with.
你需要去明白你去接受这个救恩。
It must be the name that you bear upon.
你需要去明白你 是带着这个名字。
It must be the authority that you submit to.
你去明白就话你系愿意嘅去屈膝呢个名字当中。
If that wasn't enough,
如果咁样仲唔足够嘅
，We have now seen at the name of Jesus,
我睇到就耶稣基督佢自己
，Death has no grip,
就话佢嘅生命就话罪同埋死唔能够揸紧佢
，Sin has no claim on you,
死唔能够去捉住耶稣嘅生命
，This world does not define you anymore.
这个世界不能够 去证明我们什么。
Because they probably don't know who they are also.
他们不知道。
If you disagree, please continue to study on the field of psychology. It's just, it's not there.
若然你是还是明白的，我们可以去问。
If that is enough, study the Greek philosophy.
我们或者去看其他的，譬如说希腊的书也都是讲我怎样去活出一个人的生命。
But at the name of Jesus,
但是耶稣基督的名字，
the grace that receive,
耶稣俾到我哋嘅呢个恩典
，is a victorious grace。
呢个系一个战胜嘅恩典。
Let me conclude by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 52 to 58 on the resurrection of Christ。
咁啊，让我去读出呢个哥林多前书第十五章52-58。
Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable.And we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
哥林多前书第十五章五十二至五十八节就在一刹那眨眼之间，号响未吹吹响的时候，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的；我们也要变更。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏；这必死的，总要变成不死；这必朽坏的，变成不朽坏的；这必死，变成不死的。这是经上所记：死要得身吞灭的话，就应验了。死啊！你得胜的权柄在哪里？死啊！你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们藉着我们主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们要务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多作主工，因为知道你的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Death is swallowed up in victory.
就话最后呢个死系唔会有一个战胜。
Is sin creeping on you？
吓，我哋系咪俾我哋嘅罪去当中去捆绑咧
？Is death trying to have its voice and saying in your life？
吓，你咪话去惧怕呢个死嘅死亡嘅字眼咧
？Have the victory of Christ？
我哋有呢个耶稣基督去战胜。
And continue on。
俾我哋一个我哋嘅继续嘅一个生命。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，Easter is God's definitive yes to every promise He has made with His people。 For that reason, Christ's exaltation is not just a footnote, but the cornerstone of our name, our essence, our purpose, and our identity.
所以說到耶穌基督的升高不只是一個很普通的字眼,而是表明著我們作為基督徒的身份,我們的名字,我們的存在,本質的基石。
So in Christ alone,
所以在主裡面當中,
lift your eyes up to the risen King.
所以我們在耶穌基督裡面當中,我們讓我們舉望於祂。
He has conquered death and reigns today forevermore.
祂已經戰勝死亡,祂去掌權。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
until every knee bows down,
直至到所有的事,我們要去趴下去稱讚祂。
Until every single tongue in this world confess,
直至到每一個人去屈膝,每一個人去承認。
Including the tongue that you use and I use,
直至到每一個舌頭都要去呼叫。
Let us boldly proclaim the risen King Jesus. Let us boldly proclaim victory over sin. And let us continue to press on the journey that He has begun with His blood. Let us dream one day that every breath, every word, and every act will testify what Christ has done. To the glory of God the Father. Because He is risen. He is risen indeed. And because He lives now and forevermore, so shall we be. May we, as bearers of His exalted name, live with expectant faith. May we evermore have the obedient truth in God. May we continue to, in steadfast, on pressing on with unwavering hope. Giving the glory and honor to the one who deserves it all. Please join me in a prayer. Almighty God,
真愛上能的主,
through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death.
靠著你獨生子耶穌基督,
and you opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly ask you that by your special grace upon us,
我們去祈求你特別的恩典,
you put in our minds good desires,
讓我們的心中放著你的美好的盼望,
so that we may bring the same good effect to you as well as the church.
讓我們能夠拍著這個盼望,
not on our own works,
不是靠著我們的工作,
not on our own perfection,
不是因為我們所做的不好,
but only through Jesus Christ our Lord,
是唯有靠著主耶穌基督的工作,
who lives and reigns with us and the Holy Spirit.
祂已經是戰勝死亡, 是靠著祂的工作, 靠著聖靈一同去掌管,
and world without end.
我只知道永永,
in Jesus' name, Amen.
我這樣祈禱奉教主耶穌名字祈求, Amen.